This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Sunday the likelihood was rising that ethnic Armenians would flee the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron has the latest.
Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Sunday the likelihood was rising that Nagorno-Karabakh's 120,000 ethnic Armenians would flee the region, fearing persecution. That's after an Azerbaijan military victory last week in a conflict that dates back to the fall of the Soviet Union.
Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh continue to face the threat of ethnic cleansing. In recent days, humanitarian aid has arrived in Nagorno-Karabakh, but this does not change the situation.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. Gunmen in Nigeria killed 8 people on Sunday and abducted at least 60 in 2 others' communities in northwest Zamfara State. Residents and a local traditional leader said 2 days after armed men kidnapped dozens from a university in the state. Elsewhere in the northeast of the country, suspected Islamist insurgents ambushed a convoy of vehicles under military escort, killing 2 soldiers and 4 civilians, said a police source and a motorist who witnessed the attack. France is to end its military cooperation with Niger and pull its 1,500 troops out of the African country by the end of the year. After a military coup there in July, French President Emmanuel Macron said on Sunday. He said France has decided to recall its ambassador and end its military cooperation with Niger in an interview with France's TF1 and France 2 television stations. Macron said France would